Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
He's the man who's teaching small business how to embrace social media, the king of tweets.
Well, they have the internet on computers now. To start, press any key. Where's the any key?
Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. Very excited about having our good friend Tiana Lawrence back on the show. Tiana is, she's one of the smartest folks I know, and she's the past chief marketing officer and current, actually still co-founder of Factum Inc., a blockchain as a service company that's, that as you may, if you read my columns, you'll know that that's helping, it's going to be helping a lot of people get use blockchain, the Factum software is. She is the author of Blockchain for Dummies, which is one of my Bibles around here on blockchain, actually my first one, and one I continue to encourage you to read about it. And one of the few books that I actually bought a bunch of copies of. Usually people give me books. I bought this book and gave them away by the dozens. Tiana Lawrence, welcome back to the show.
Oh, thank you so much for having me.
It's good to have you back. I'm still giving your book away. I'm still buying them and giving them away. So people ask me, where do I start? I say, you start with this book. So, Tiana, you've been helping us now for quite a while understand blockchain. It's a very, very fast-moving thing. It's coming at us faster and faster. And I believe it's going to hit a lot of people faster than they want. And that's the reason why we're having these conversations. In January of 2019, in my predictions, I predicted that either Facebook or Amazon would launch a cryptocurrency this year. And in May, Facebook proved me right, didn't they?
Yes, they and a consortium of about 30 other large corporations you might have heard of, like MasterCard, PayPal, Visa, Lyft, Uber, all of them got together and decided to create their own permissioned blockchain that is backed by a basket of currencies.
Mm-hmm.
So they have basically think of it as a global currency that's stable is what they want to create.
As opposed to Bitcoin, which is totally unstable, not backed by anything, right?
That's right. It moves freely with a market versus being backed by a basket of currencies.
Right. So why do you think they created Libra?
Well, a couple reasons. All of those corporations are global corporations, and they need to have a currency that operates globally. They want to be able to clear and settle that instantly, and they want to be able to take advantage of some of the things that they already have, like Facebook has something about 1 billion users. And they have the identities of all those people. So being able to pair that with a blockchain and give those people currency. And then another aspect would be smart contracts, the ability
right.
to create their own digital assets
right.
or agreements between each other. It's just extremely powerful. And I think it's, as you have put recently, it's one of those quantum leap things that they all saw the writing on the wall that if they wanted to stay
right.
Ahead of what's happening, then this is a technology that they needed to embrace, and it could save them a tremendous amount of money.
My cynical reason for them doing this is not because they didn't like the current system. I think they liked the current system just fine because they all made a lot of money on the current system and all the exchanges and all the complication as middlemen. They made a lot of money on that. But they also knew that ship was going to sail soon. And if they didn't get on the new one and lead it and be the leaders in this, they were going to get left behind. I think that's the reason they really did this. What do you think?
I think so, especially based off of how Libra is designed. It's a permissioned blockchain versus Bitcoin, which anybody can participate at
right.
any level. It's sort of a Wild West. This one, all the transactions, everything is controlled by the central party, basically.
So does that mean that Libra is its own blockchain? It's not based on the – I know it's not based on the Bitcoin blockchain, but it's also not based on the – what's the other one –
Ethereum.
It's Ethereum. Is it like the Ethereum blockchain, or is it its own blockchain?
Yeah, you might think of it as a permissioned Ethereum because it has that smart contract capability.
Mm-hmm.
It's just in a test net right now. So it's
what
not
is permission? What
yet.
Does permission mean in this case?
Well, the difference would be is you don't need anybody's permission to start mining Bitcoin or
okay.
use Bitcoin.
I see.
Or Ethereum for that matter.
Right.
But if you wanted to use Libra and process transactions, you would need to have permission or be part of the.
But not as a consumer, you don't need permission. But if you want to be part of the consortium, part of the marketplace of fulfilling this, you have to have permission. Is that right?
I think in processing transactions, in holding the trust.
Right, but not using the coin itself necessarily.
Hold on to that thought.
We're going to come back after the break.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.